It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name's Sean Dangler, and I'm with you as always. And what I'm talking about today is something pretty simple. We went to Omaha this weekend with friends, and we went to Topgolf. I have never been to Topgolf before. I don't know if any of you have been to Topgolf, but I will tell you about my Topgolf experience. So, you can get reservations online. That is not what we did, because we were kind of there on a day trip, and we weren't so sure how it was going to go. So we just decided, hey, why, we'll just go and then we'll show up. And so we show up to Topgolf and there's like, oh, it's an hour wait. But like, again, we weren't really doing much. So we're like, sure, why not? We'll wait around. And it's actually pretty convenient because they have a huge lobby area with a bunch of TVs on. We went on Saturday, so it's a bunch of college football on. Iowa and Iowa State game was on, so that was nice. But yeah, basically we get in there, hang out, and the one thing is the service at this Omaha, I'm sure not all of them are like this, but we get into the Omaha Topgolf, and I like go to the bathroom, and I'm in there for a while because I'm trying to, like, you know, get rid of the demons, some would say. And I come out, like, I swear, 15 to 20 minutes later, and they're still, the people we were with are still at, Kim and the people we were with are still at the bar. And, yeah. They're still at the bar, hadn't gotten their drinks yet. And I was so confused because I was like, how did this take this long? It, don't worry, I went up to pay later before we went to play Topgolf. And the line was just as big. The wait was just as long. Like, I was like, what is going on? Because, like, there's plenty of people back there. Not that many people at the bar. So I don't understand how their service was so slow. But that was by far the worst part of the experience. Because we ended up going over... So we sat there probably for like an hour, but because the drinks took so long and then kind of watching the game, it really didn't feel like our wait was too long. So eventually they, you know, we get the text, I think, or whatever, and then we go to the bay area. I think they have about 60 some bays or whatever. And so you go, and we got there a late, my wife and her friend, they were talking to the server or whoever who was helping us enter in information by the time we got out there. But basically, how it works is you come out, and you have your own little bay, and there's a bunch of them. You have your own TV if you want something. And because, you know, it's Omaha in November, it's a little chilly, but you have, in your old bay, you have, like, heaters above you that keep you warm enough so you're not, like, freezing. Granted, I wasn't in a t-shirt and shorts. I was still in the jeans and, like, a sweatshirt. But essentially, you can play it. There's like different games. You can choose different times, whether it's like 30, 60, 90, I'm guessing 2 hours. And we chose 60 because we didn't feel like, you know, felt like that was long enough. And honestly, we probably should have played. I know they said there on the Topgolf thing, it said 90 minutes was the most popular one, which is actually probably makes sense because 60 felt pretty good, but I could have probably gone another 90 minutes because the thing is we played like the original Topgolf game, which is essentially you just hit the golf balls and you have holes, but like large holes, so you're not trying to hit a tiny little hole that you kind of just aim at and you can play for points. Granted, none of us were golfers there, so we were just all trying to just hit the ball. I had a few good ones. I had a couple that I definitely hit the ground with my club first and the ball went straight up, and because there's a top and a bottom bay, I almost probably hit the people in the top bay, but thankfully I did not. But you basically... you just tee up, and you can either hit off the tee or whatever, and then you just smoke it, and you see how, like, what hole you can get, and you get more points for getting closer to the hole, or to the farther ones, you get more points. And you can bring your own clubs, but they also have your own clubs, which are labeled, you know, your driver, 9-wood, 8-wood, Five wood. The best one I was hitting was the five wood. That was the only one that I felt like I could get it to go straight. And like two or three times I used it. Other times it didn't work so well. I used my driver, and man, I sliced it every fucking time. Apparently I don't close my wrists or something. Whatever it is, it just goes straight to the right. I should just play with that five wood all the time. But yeah, so that was a little difficult. But basically, yeah, you kind of just play the version we played was the Top Golf, and we played that. There are other games you could play, but it took us the whole hour to just play that. The only thing that was a little annoying is you had to select who was up, and we forgot, so then we kind of got off, so we didn't know who really actually kind of won, because we were kind of hitting different ones, you know, like forgetting who, so we're hitting for someone else, which we weren't supposed to be, but it's because we forgot to change the name. But overall, like, it was pretty fun. I think the girls basically won, mainly because, like, I think me and the other guy, we were just trying to club it as hard as, like, there's definitely, it's like, yeah, I want to try to hit this. And one time I definitely tried to hit as hard as I could, and I topped it real bad and rolled back to the bay next to me, and I was like, oh my god, I look like a loser. But it was fun being able to hit the ball as hard as, you know, just being able to hit it. You know, I had a few good ones, but yeah, I'm terrible at golf. But it's still fun. If you are not a big golf person, it's still fun to play it, just to hit the ball and see where it goes. So overall, the Top Golf experience, and then you have a waiter there who brings you drinks and food, and the actual paying for the Top Golf thing, it was only, I think, $35 a person, or per group. Like, so if you have more people, it's less money. So that was really nice. It's actually a really good deal to play to do it. So it was a lot less expensive. I thought it'd be more expensive than it was. So maybe it depends on the time of day and time of year you're doing it, because obviously, like, in November, not everyone's wanting to go out and golf. But I'll tell you, there was an hour wait and it was pretty dang busy, so I don't think the deals weren't that bad at that point. But overall, it was a fun time hitting the ball. We got some chips and queso, and the queso there was really good. It was really good queso. Salsa was pretty good too. Overall, it was a good time. I would recommend Top Golf to anyone if you get a chance to go. It's pretty fun. It's an easy way to waste some time, but do a fun activity. And you don't have to be good at it. You know, you don't have to take it too seriously. And you can watch sports. There's definitely Iowa fans that are watching the Iowa game. So it was a good time. And that's basically it, guys. Go to Top Golf if you get the chance. It's not too expensive. It's fun. I don't know what the other games were there, again, because we only got through one. But it's always fun hitting a golf ball, baby. All right. Listen. They're already listening. Like, subscribe, tell a friend. All that jazz. Please. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under the Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.